Hello there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Good evening. This is Miss Sasha. I am so, so excited that you are here. Good evening. I have some technical difficulty here on our end, so please be with us. 1 second, please. Fantastic. Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Sasha, and this is The Evolution of Greatness. Thank you all so much for joining us here on today. I hope that you are blessed. I hope that you are in a space of peace, hope that you're in a space of joy, and I hope that you are growing and evolving and transforming and becoming the amazing, amazing, amazing being that you are destined to be. I am blessed. I am good, I am happy, and I am whole. And that gives me so much peace. And I am so, so excited to be in this space with you on today, to be able to share with you my journey in hopes that what I have going on, what I have to say, what I have to share, and just my experiences, that it blesses you, that it touches you, and it helps you to further grow in your experience as well, too. So, it has been quite a while. And firstly, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come and join me and sit with me and talk with me as I share my heart with you all across the world, many of whom I've never met, but you guys are so faithful. And I absolutely thank you for that. And I feel necessary that I share with you what's been going on with me. And so I had to take some time to figure out who I am. I had to take some time to very simply live my life. And it was so necessary in so many more ways than one. And in this time, I was able to explore. I was able to see myself. I was able to very simply be happy and meet this incredible woman named Miss Sasha. Now, when I say I'm good, I am so, so good. And it's just been incredible. So I took last year off from working. I didn't take on any new clients. I did very few things because I needed to take some time and explore myself. I needed to take some time and be happy with Sasha. And that's okay. I am pleased with where my life has grown to. I am pleased with who I have become. I am so, so, so happy. Okay, you guys want the nitty-gritty? We can totally do that. In this space, I took this time to explore Sasha. I figure I tell people how to live an extraordinary, amazing, and vibrant life. And I tell you to get to the depths of who you are. I encourage you to be a master of self and to just rock this thing out and to be amazing. But for me, I didn't feel like I was thoroughly doing that. Of course I was. This has been my life for ages. But I felt like I had to kick it up a notch. And the best way for me to do that was for me to get to know Sasha. And so I totally understand Sasha. And like you, I am still learning and exploring myself and having a phenomenal time doing so. But I needed that time for myself. And so enough of all of that. In that time, I figured out who Miss Sasha is. I figured out who I want to be. I figured out the life that I'm creating. I figured out some things. I've settled some pieces in my past that have really kept me bound to my past. And so now I'm free. I feel whole. I'm in this entirely new life, and I am so ready for change. And here I have to come back to you all. I have to come back to each of you all who support me, who encourage me, and who motivate me to continue to press on and to share my story. Honestly, I got to a space where I was just like, well, is this really being beneficial? And I know that that's so not the truth. I know that my light, my love, my purpose is here. And in me doing that, you all and I, we connect, but also we transcend. So I've come to this place, and I've realized that I do you all no justice if I don't open up my heart and let you see. So that's my commitment to you now, that you will truly see me. And that gives me peace, and it gives me hope for us, for the world, for my life, for your life, for us being connected. It gives me peace. And so that's what it is. There are so many amazing, crazy things that are happening in my life. There are things evolving each day, new people I'm meeting, and it is phenomenal. And in all of that, here is me. And so today I just wanted to take a second to let you know where I am, where I'm going, and what's happening. So that's where I've been. Here's where I'm going. Now, Miss Sasha Online has to kick it all the way up. I understand my purpose in life. I understand what drives me. I understand my passions. And so now I'm in a spot where I must press it out. In my year sabbatical, I felt as if I had to come to the limits of who I am. God pressed me to some places I didn't want to see, and he pressed me to some awesome spaces that I actually enjoyed. But in all of that exploration, I was able to really see what I like, what I don't like, what I'm made of, what's still in me, what needs to be healed, what doesn't, all the little bits. And so now I stand whole. But in the midst of that up and down, that in and that out, I had to really, really do some huge mindset shifts. And one of the biggest aha moments for me was when I looked at my life in all of its beauty and I began to say, I'm not happy. I laughed because I remember just how dark of a space that was. I'm not happy. I didn't want to look in the mirror because I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy not only with my body, but I wasn't happy with the woman that I had become, the woman that was standing before me. And, of course, we are our own worst enemies, but that doesn't discount the fact that this is what I felt about myself. And so in that, God comes to the rescue, loving on me like he does, and I was able to find some light. And that light for me was to live vibrantly. That is the commitment that I made to myself. That was the answer that I found within myself that was going to change my life, that was going to help me to be this happy, amazing, beautiful, passionate woman that I've always hoped to be. And so here I am. The Sasha you see today, I am the evidence of a vibrant living life. And so now, because it served me so well, it has caused me to push myself. It's caused me to heal. It's caused me to grow. It's caused me to be open. It's caused me to be raw and transparent. It has absolutely changed my life. And because of that, I am now shouting it from the rooftops, live vibrantly, be whole, be happy, be amazing. And the only one who limits us from that is us. It's us. And so, hey, I had to get out of my own way because I was in my way and I wasn't happy and we weren't going anywhere. And so I'm depressed and I'm sad and I'm all these different things, and none of these things are good. So be vibrant, be happy, be whole, be healed. It's about really living a holistic life. And that's my heart now. That's my heartbeat. That's my passion, is to encourage people to live a holistic life. Now, when I say holistic, I don't mean it with an H. I mean it with a W. W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Holistic, meaning whole, the whole person, your spirit, your soul, and your body, and in that order. Because we don't even realize that there's a hierarchy between the different versions of ourselves. We are all one, spirit, soul, and body, but there's a hierarchy, and our spirit must reign. So many times that we shut up our spirit, and then we find ourselves in compromising situations. are, we discount our soul for part of ourselves, and in that we feel empty and disconnected. Or we very simply disregard our physical bodies, and then this is where you see us, you know, falling to pieces and not feeling alive and feeling strong and well enough to just go throughout the day. When we take care of every single aspect of who it is that we are, we find ourselves whole and we find ourselves with the capacity to live vibrant, healthy, whole lives. In the scriptures, God says, "It is my wish that above all things that you prosper, even as your soul prospers." Now, when this is said in scriptures, it doesn't just mean one piece of you prosper. It doesn't just mean that, you know, your farm or whatever your money is, that prospers. It's the entirety of who you are should prosper and be in good health. There's another scripture that I love, and it says that the only way you come into the kingdom of heaven is as a child. I am absolutely paraphrasing, but Google it for yourself. If we can encounter heaven, and the only way to do so is to become a child, why are we not all studying children? I love to watch the babies. I guess that's that psychology major in me who just likes to observe people. But I love to watch children. I like to watch how they play. I like to watch how freely they interact. I like to watch just how easy it is for them to forgive and to move on, how accepting they are to feel hurt, but in 5 minutes to also feel bliss. It's so beautiful, yet here we are as adults, and it's as if we forgot these things. It's as if we've learned new behaviors that keep us from actually connecting, that keep us from actually being a part of this amazing, amazing, amazing experience called life. And so, just on the thought of heaven, we have to ask ourselves, what is heaven? And for me, heaven is the place of absolute tranquility. It's the place of absolute passion, of absolute wholeness. Heaven is absolute. And my little human mind cannot even fathom what absolute means. And so whatever my human mind can create is absolute and whole and perfect and amazing and transcendent. That is what heaven is for me, and that's what I want. And to know that we can have that on earth is amazing. That's what Psalm 23 says, on earth as it is in heaven. And so, wait, on earth, like what we're doing and living right now, it is also in heaven. It's like, well, why are we waiting for a heaven? All I have to do is be like a child. I have to be carefree. I have to be forgiving. I have to be accepting. I have to be patient and loving and just good. I have to be strange. Because how many children do you know were not strange? But it's like, be free. Be free. Be free. Be whole. Be happy. Be healed. Be loving. Be compassionate, be complicated, be all of these things. That is what the human experience is. That is what the goal is. That's where the light bulb comes on at, is in us being. And so I've had to ask myself, what am I being? And I hope that you ask yourself that as well, too. Because being is your consistent state, your continual evolution. It is what is keeping with the time. It is moving, and it is growing, and it is evolving, and it's beautiful. And we get stuck. I was stuck, and I'm no longer stuck. Like I said, I feel amazing. I feel whole. When I say that, that gives me so much joy. I feel whole. I guess because I never felt whole before. I never really felt good. I never really felt like I reached my highest peak in any area, especially as it comes to happiness. I was always waiting and hoping and trying and But right here is good. It's very good. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing my message. I'm sharing love. I am putting on my teacher hat. I'm teaching wholeness. I'm teaching how to be spiritually whole. I'm teaching how to be soulfully whole. I'm teaching even how to be physically whole. And I had to get over my own self. I had to get over Sasha so that Miss Sasha can reign, so that my future and more dominant and more beautiful and more perfected self can reign and be who she's called to be. And so every day it's a work in progress. Even today, I just wanted to sleep. It's been a busy, you know, couple of weeks, and I just wanted to rest. But it's like I can't, because I've made a commitment to you. I've made a commitment to give back to the earth what it's given me, to pour back out my heart. And so that's why I'm here today. And very honestly, I feel so much better. I've been the one to struggle with my life. And I don't think it's been in some simple way. Now, I don't want to play the martyr. I don't want to be dramatic. I'm really not trying to do any of that. I'm just sharing with you my experience in hopes that you can understand my heart, in hopes that you can understand why I do what I do, and in hopes for you to connect with me as Miss Sasha and really see me who I really am. And I love to be able to have that available. And so, we're here. We're here with my story, and we're here with your story. We're here trying to be better. We're here saying, I am worth it. We're here saying, in spite of everything, I still stand. We're here. What do we do with here? I think that's an amazing question. For me, I rock this thing out. I'm going to push this body till there's no more pushing. I told that to a friend of mine, and I said, I'm going to push my body until I can't push no more. And he said, well, then I'll push you in the wheelchair. Oh, I love it. I love it. And these are the types of friends that I have now. My friends weren't this amazing before. My friends weren't this compassionate before. They weren't this generous. Oh, my goodness. The friends I have now, sometimes I get overwhelmed with love just to see how much they care about me and they're here for me. And it really is amazing because it was new. It was so new. To be this broken girl who didn't know how to trust people, who didn't know how to love, who was afraid of everything, who tried to hide and who just was living a miserable life, here I am on the other side of glory, standing strong and confident like a tree planted by the water, unfrickin' movable. I feel awesome. And like I said, I must share. That's what makes my heart beat, is the fact that I must share. There is someone else struggling with the very thing that God has taught me how to master. I must give back. I have to reach back. I have to help. I have to pull you up so that you can stand and also be a living testament, be a living miracle. Excuse me, to the fact that you have made it. And you've made it through the most treacherous, tedious, absolutely difficult, lonely journey there is. And it's called you. You can do it. You're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not abandoned. You're not any of these things. You are unique. You are phenomenal. You are so special. Your crankiness and your cockiness and all the different pieces of you that you sit and you critique and you say they're flaws, these are the very things that make you who you are. And so rather than you trying to take these things, box them, and ship them off, look at it and say, well, is this working for me? Look at it and say, am I creating the type of life that I want to live? Am I happy? Am I at peace? Am I whole? What is happening? How many times do we look at our lives? Really look at our lives and say, this is exactly the type of story I want to live. This is the story that I want to live. We've become so disconnected, not only from each other, but from ourselves. Your body starts aching and you pop an ibuprofen and you keep it moving. You don't even think about why your body is aching. What is your body trying to tell you? Your body does not have words to speak to you. Pain is a sign that something must be remedied. That goes for pain in every single aspect, emotional, physical, psychological, all these different spaces. We try to contain our soul, and your soul is very simply your personality. It's the heartbeat. It is your humanity. We try to contain it, and in doing that, we're limiting it. Me, I am an emotional person. I love it. I'm one, I'll be walking down the street and I'll see a mom and a baby and a dog and I just get all teary-eyed. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And it is to me. I love it. Family and babies and this, oh, it's just yummy. And it's not that way for everyone, but see, that's how emotions greet me. And I have to honor them and appreciate the experience that they bring to me, emotions, that is. Yeah, I'm talking about emotions as if it's an actual person. Come on, flow with me. Maybe that'll help you understand your own emotions better. You and emotions sit and they walk into a room. You have anger, sadness, jealousy, and compassion. We all walk into a room, and compassion stands up and starts to give this old riveting speech. What do you do? Do you tell compassion to have a seat and to, you know, be quiet? He's taking up too much space, or do you let compassion say whatever's on compassion's mind? And let it just be. What about anger? Have you gotten to a place where you learn how to be angry, and when you're finished being angry, you can turn it off and say, okay, I'm good. That's enough of that. I feel like anger has expressed itself enough, but also I feel like it's time for me to take control of the situation. That's the mastery. Being able to control how you feel, being able to control your life. I don't think that we can absolutely control our lives until we can control our minds. Control what's going on inside, then you control what's going on outside, because that's how life happens. Life happens inside out. So, what about you? Where are you at? What is your story? What are you doing? What's happening for you? For me, life has just been growing and transcending. It is phenomenal. My friends are good. My home is good. The work that I do is fantastic. All the different pieces of my life have grown, and they are amazing. But I needed that time. I needed that time to be away from you so I can look at me, so that I can stand before you and actually have something to say, actually be able to move forward with who it is that I am, who it is that I'm destined to be, and be okay. And so for you, what about you? What is your story? Where are you at? What's been going on with you? Come on, please talk with me. I have so many things that I have to share with you. This is my life, and I love it. This is what gives me peace, and I love that. This is where I am, and I am so okay with all of that. And so, here's me, wrapped and packaged all pretty for you, to help you, to hopefully give you some ounce of hope, freedom, inspiration, something that's going to make you be this amazing individual that you're destined to be. So I'm going to give you some homework. I know. Just 7 days, you have all this time to finish it. Are you happy with your life? That's the question today. Are you happy? And answer that completely. Answer that wholly. Answer that honestly. Because it's your life. You only get one shot. You only have this one body. What are you going to do with it? If your answer is yes, then fantastic. I high five you because, baby, we doing it. And if your answer is no, good. I'm happy you can look at it and say it's not, because that means that you now can make steps to change. Very simply, acknowledging a no is the first step in change. And if you're just like, I don't know, it's all right, but you know, whatever your answer is, be honest about it. Look at it and grow. Take steps to make your life literally the life of your dreams. If you closed your eyes tonight and didn't wake up again, are you pleased? Are you satisfied? Are you whole? Where does your soul go? I'm not trying to preach repentance and Jesus. No, your soul, if it leaves your body today, does it have peace? I don't think that we ask ourselves these types of questions often enough. And these are the types of questions I took a whole year to answer for myself. But now I have my answers. And now I know how to lead you to yours. So, it's time. One of the bigger reasons why I stand as I do today is because I felt my future self calling to me, beckoning me, asking me to show up, asking me to meet her, asking me to take the risk to let her live. The younger version of myself, the lesser version of myself, she had her time, and now the perfected version of myself must live. So, here I stand, living vibrantly, living wholly, living freely, living healed and moving on, meeting people and living each day fulfilled. At the end of each day, I go to sleep so sleepy because I've given all of myself. That's the type of life I want to live. That's the type of life I want for you to live. So, here I am now, transparent, ready to show you my story. So follow. We're about to have one heck of a time. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, you name it, live, in person, in color, I'm coming to a city near you. We about to do this thing. You're not alone, and neither am I. Let's live hand in hand and be vibrant. So visit me on my new site, www.MissSashaW.com. Bye. Good night, guys.